All right, strap in, everybody. We're going deep on this one.
Yeah.
President-elect Trump, Matt Gaetz, Attorney General.
I know, right? What is going on?
So we've been reading through tons of articles, CNN, The New York Times, Washington Post, NPR, all the big ones.
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to make sense of this. And
It's a lot to take in, for
I
sure.
know, right? So we're going to break this down, figure out why this pick is causing so much buzz.
Yeah.
What could it mean for the Justice Department? How might Gaetz's past play into this? I mean, the guy's got a bit of a reputation.
Yeah, he's definitely not your typical nominee.
No, not at all. So before we get into all that, can you give our listeners a picture of Matt Gaetz? Like, who is he really?
Sure. So we're talking about a congressman from Florida, 42 years old, known for being, well, very vocal,
Yeah.
strong supporter of Trump, definitely. Been in Congress since 2017.
Riding that Matt GA wave.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. And he's been a key player in pushing Trump's agenda. He was even a leading figure in that whole thing to get rid of McCarthy, the former Speaker of the House.
Yeah.
Really shows you he's not afraid to cause a stir.
No, he's definitely a disruptor. But here's the thing. Gaetz doesn't have a ton of experience in law compared to other attorneys general.
That's true. We've seen judges, experienced prosecutors, even some famous defense lawyers in that position before.
Big difference, right?
Definitely raises questions about, well, his qualifications. But here's what makes it even more interesting, I think. Gates was actually investigated by the Justice Department.
Hold on, wait. Investigated by the same department he's supposed to lead.
You got it.
Okay, now I'm really intrigued. What was this investigation about?
Pretty serious stuff, actually. Allegations of sex trafficking.
Whoa.
They were looking into whether he had a relationship with a minor, which obviously is against the law.
So we're talking potential federal crimes here, crossing state lines and all that.
Yeah, exactly. And it gets even, I guess you could say, murkier. Because during this investigation, some people who knew Gates actually talked to a grand jury. It was a serious legal thing.
A grand jury? So they were really trying to decide if there was enough evidence to officially charge him.
Exactly. And even though the Justice Department ultimately decided not to, they never really cleared his name either.
They didn't.
No. They said they were worried about how reliable the witnesses were. But the investigation, it left a lot of unanswered questions, you know?
Yeah, it's like they're saying we can't prove anything for sure, but something's not right here.
Yeah. And you got to remember, Gates claims this whole investigation was a big conspiracy,
Yeah.
part of the, that deep state idea that they're out to get Trump and anyone who supports him.
Right, the whole weaponization of the Justice Department thing.
Yeah.
So he's saying they weren't really after him because he did anything wrong but just to hurt Trump.
Yeah, basically. And this idea of a deep state being against conservatives, that's been growing for a while now.
Yeah, especially with Trump supporters. But even if we put that aside for a minute, this investigation raises some big red flags, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, he's going to be in charge of the FBI, the same people who investigated him. Isn't that a huge conflict of interest?
You're telling me he could try to hide evidence or even shut down investigations that don't look good for him?
Okay, so we've got this guy, a loyal Trump supporter, potentially out for revenge against the Justice Department and ready to dismantle parts of it. Why would Trump pick him in the first place? What's the strategy here?
A lot of sources are pointing to, well, Trump wanting someone he can trust completely.
Someone who will do what he says no matter what.
Yeah, exactly. Remember what happened with William Barr back in 2020?
Yeah, Trump felt like Barr betrayed him when he didn't back him up on the election fraud claims.
Yep, Trump values loyalty above everything else.
And with Gaetz, he knows he's got someone who's always got his back. It also kind of fits with that whole drain the swamp thing, right?
Exactly. Gates is the outsider.
Coming to shake things up.
Precisely. But the question is, will all that shaking up actually be a good thing, or will it just make things even crazier?
To figure that out, we need to look at how people are reacting to this nomination. And let me tell you, it's been pretty wild.
It's been a shock, to say the least.
Yeah. People in the House literally gasped when they heard the news.
Yeah. Prosecutors were like, what? Senators were totally surprised.
Senator Murkowski probably didn't have Matt Gaetz for Attorney General on her bingo card.
Probably not.
So, what are the chances he actually gets confirmed? How much resistance is he going to face?
It's hard to say for sure. He's definitely got the Trump loyalists on his side, but even some Republicans are worried.
Yeah, he's a pretty divisive figure.
Yeah. It's not every day you see someone like him nominated for such a big job.
And then right after the announcement, Gaetz resigns from Congress. What's that all about?
It seems like a smart move, strategically speaking. resigning ends the House ethics investigation against him, right?
Ah, so he gets out of that investigation. But wait, doesn't that mean that as Attorney General, he'll be in charge of those files?
You got it. The evidence against him, it would all be under his control.
Talk about a crazy situation. We've got this controversial guy, radical ideas, facing huge opposition, and now he might even be able to bury evidence against himself. What happens next?
Well, that's what we're going to figure out next. We need to take a closer look at the sex trafficking investigation and what a Justice Department run by Gates might actually do.
This deep dive is just getting started.
Buckle up.
Mm.
Okay, so before we go any further with this whole Gates thing, we really need to understand this sex trafficking investigation. It's a big deal.
Yeah, I agree. This wasn't just some rumors or gossip. The Justice Department was really looking into this for almost 3 years.
Right. It all started with they were investigating this guy named Joel Greenberg.
Greenberg?
Yeah. He was a friend of Gates, and he ended up being found guilty of all sorts of charges.
Like what?
Oh, serious stuff. Sex trafficking of a minor and other things. And that's how Gates got caught up in this whole mess.
So they weren't even focusing on Gates at first, but then through this Greenberg guy, they started looking into him.
Exactly. And the things they were saying about Gates, they were pretty serious.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were trying to figure out if he'd had a sexual relationship with a girl who was only 17, which would be a federal crime.
Okay, so we're talking about taking a minor across state lines for illegal purposes. That's why it became a federal case, right?
That's it. And then it gets even, well, more complicated, I guess. Because some people who knew Gates, they actually had to testify in front of a grand jury.
Wow, a grand jury. So things were getting pretty serious at that point.
Yeah. They were trying to decide if there was enough evidence to officially charge him with a crime.
But they didn't in the end.
No, they decided not to. But they also never really said he was completely innocent either.
So they're kind of leaving it up in the air.
Yeah. They said they had some doubts about the people who were giving testimony against him, but the whole investigation left a lot of questions hanging.
Yeah, like they're saying, we can't be totally sure, but there's something fishy going on here.
Right. And Gates is saying this whole investigation was just a way to attack Trump and his supporters.
The deep state again?
Exactly. He's saying they were going after him for political reasons, not because he actually did anything wrong.
Okay, so he's tapping into that whole deep state idea that's been going around, but even if we forget about that for a minute, this investigation still doesn't look good for him, does it?
Not really. I mean, think about it. He's going to be in charge of the FBI, the very people who are investigating him.
Yeah, that's a huge conflict of interest.
It is. He could try to bury the evidence or even shut down any investigations that make him look bad.
This is getting more and more concerning. Okay, so we've got this guy, fiercely loyal to Trump, maybe even wants revenge on the Justice Department and ready to shake things up. But why would Trump choose him for this job? What's the thinking behind that?
Well, a lot of people are saying Trump just wants someone he can completely trust.
Someone who will do exactly what he wants.
Yeah. Remember what happened with William Barr back in 2020? Trump felt betrayed when Barr didn't support him on the election fraud claims.
Right, right. Trump is all about loyalty.
Exactly. With Gates, he knows he's got someone who will always have his back. And it fits with that whole drain the swamp idea, too.
Oh, yeah. Gates is the ultimate outsider.
He's going to shake things up for sure. The question is, will that be a good thing or just make everything more chaotic?
Yeah, that's the big question. To understand that, we need to look beyond this one investigation and see what Gates has actually said about what he wants to do with the Justice Department.
Right. He's made some pretty strong statements like abolishing the FBI, defunding the CDC, totally changing the system.
And those weren't just random comments, right? He really means this stuff.
Yeah, it seems like it. These statements give us some clues about how he sees the world and what he might try to do as Attorney General. It sounds like he wants big, radical changes.
Like a revolution or something, but what would that actually look like? What does he want to build instead?
That's the million-dollar question. What he said has been pretty general, kind of vague even. But if we look closely at what he said and connect that to what he's done in the past, we might be able to figure it out.
Okay, so let's play detective here. What are the clues? He's talked about ending the weaponization of government. What does that actually mean in practice?
Well, it seems like he wants to focus on investigations and prosecutions that fit his own political agenda. He might go after people he sees as enemies, especially people who he thinks have hurt Trump or stood in his way.
So the Justice Department becomes like a weapon for political revenge.
Yeah, that's a worry. And it's something we've seen before, especially during Trump's first term as president.
Right. He was always pressuring the attorney general to investigate his rivals.
Exactly. He seems to think the Justice Department should just do whatever he wants.
And that's why picking Gates is so concerning. It's like he's picking someone who agrees with that way of thinking, someone who might bend the rules or even break them to get what he wants. Okay, so revenge might be part of it, but he's also said he wants to bring in new people to shake things up at the Justice Department, maybe people from state attorney general offices. What's that about?
It's part of that drain the swamp idea. He sees all the career prosecutors and investigators as part of the problem.
Like they're stuck in their ways, resistant to change.
Yeah. He thinks they're too connected to special interests, so he wants to replace them with people who are more aligned with him and Trump.
People who will be loyal and do what he says.
Yeah, that's the idea. It's about consolidating power, making sure the Justice Department is completely under his control.
But doesn't that undermine the idea of an independent judiciary? I mean, the Justice Department is supposed to be impartial, above politics.
That's why a lot of legal experts are really worried about this nomination. It could mean a shift away from the traditional role of the Justice Department.
What about his statements on things like border security and cracking down on criminal organizations? What can we learn from those?
Well, it seems like he wants to focus on the areas of law enforcement that are important to conservatives.
Like immigration and drugs.
Yeah. It sounds like he wants a tough-on-crime approach, kind of like what we saw during Trump's administration.
So, more aggressive, maybe even bringing back some of those controversial policies.
It's possible. And knowing Gates, he'd probably do it with a lot of fanfare and attention-grabbing tactics.
He definitely likes to be the center of attention.
That's an important point. He's a politician, not a law enforcement officer. He's used to the world of soundbites and social media and partisan battles. That makes you wonder how he'd handle the Justice Department, which needs a different set of skills, you know?
It's supposed to be about being impartial and fair.
Exactly.
Okay, so now we have a better idea of what Gates wants to do with the Justice Department. But the question is, how much of this is just talk? How much of it will he actually be able to do?
That's the big unknown. It depends on a lot of things. Will he even get confirmed? Will people inside the department push back against him? Will Trump try to control him? There are a lot of factors at play.
And who knows what else might come up? There could be new scandals or investigations. Gates's past is still being looked at, and any new information could change everything.
You're right. This whole thing is like a ticking time bomb. It feels like something big is about to happen, something that could really change the political landscape.
Absolutely.
It's a reminder that we all have a responsibility to protect our democracy.
Yeah, we need to stay informed, think critically, and hold our leaders accountable. Well said. All right, so we've covered a ton of ground here. The controversies, Gates' history, his ideas, and what people are saying about him. But what happens if he actually becomes attorney general? What would that even look like?
Yeah, that's the big question, isn't it? And it's got a lot of folks worried. We've never really seen someone like Gates in this position before, so trying to guess what he'll do is, well, pretty tough.
So let's try to imagine a few different scenarios. What's the best case scenario here? Is there any chance that Gates ends up being a decent attorney general?
Well, if everything goes perfectly, maybe he tones down the fiery rhetoric, you know, puts aside any personal grudges, and really focuses on making the Justice Department better.
So he uses all that energy to actually make positive changes, not just tear things down.
Exactly. Imagine him bringing in new ideas, cutting through the red tape, and dealing with concerns about bias, but in a fair way.
It's hard to picture him as a team player, but I guess it's possible.
It is. He could work with the career prosecutors and investigators, respect their experience, while still pushing for improvements.
What kind of things would he prioritize in this ideal world?
Well, he could focus on fighting violent crime, making sure everyone's civil rights are protected, and upholding the law. Those are things that both Democrats and Republicans care about.
Yeah, that makes sense. But honestly, this is Matt Gaetz we're talking about. Given everything we know, that best case scenario seems pretty unlikely.
Yeah, you're probably right. A more realistic scenario is that he uses his position to help Trump and go after anyone he sees as an enemy.
Right. All that talk about ending the weaponization of government, it makes you wonder.
Yeah. We might see him starting investigations into Trump's opponents, trying to shut down investigations into Trump and his allies, and just generally making the Justice Department less independent.
That sounds like it could really damage people's trust in the justice system.
It could. And it could even lead to a constitutional crisis if Congress and the courts try to push back against him.
Wow, so the stakes are really high here. This isn't just about one person's ambition. It's about the future of our country and our democracy.
That's right. And we haven't even talked about the worst case scenario yet. What if Gates goes even further? What if he tries to use the Justice Department to silence anyone who disagrees with him and consolidate power?
Hold on, are you talking about him becoming a dictator or something? That sounds pretty extreme.
It might sound far-fetched, but we can't rule it out completely. We've seen how Trump has acted in the past, and Gates has shown that he's willing to break the rules.
So you're saying there's a chance, even if it's small, that he might use the DOJ to go after journalists, activists, anyone who criticizes the administration?
It's a scary thought, but it's possible. Imagine if he starts prosecuting people for their political beliefs, cracking down on free speech, and ignoring due process.
That would be a complete betrayal of everything the Justice Department is supposed to stand for.
It would. And it would be devastating for our democracy. We could see a shift away from the rule of law and towards authoritarian rule.
Okay, so we've looked at a few different possibilities here. Some good, some really bad. It's a lot to take in.
It is. And it's important to remember that these are just possibilities. We don't know for sure what will happen. There's so many things that could influence how this all plays out.
Yeah, it all depends on if he gets confirmed, if people inside the department try to stop him, how much control Trump has over him.
And we can't forget about the possibility of new scandals or investigations. Gates's past is still being scrutinized, and any new information could change everything.
This whole thing feels like a ticking time bomb. It feels like we're on the verge of something huge that could really change the political landscape.
You're right. A lot is at stake here, and it's a reminder that we all need to be paying attention and doing our part to protect our democracy.
We need to stay informed, think critically, and hold our leaders accountable. Well said. We've given our listeners a lot to think about today. We've explored this situation from all angles, looked at the possible consequences, and considered a few different scenarios. But in the end, we don't know what the future holds.
That's true. And it's up to all of us to decide what kind of future we want to build.
We'll keep following the story and let you know about any major developments. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. Stay curious, stay engaged, and keep asking the tough questions.